Now, in the set of checkboxes on the previous slide, the user was allowed to have any number of checkboxes be true. But sometimes you want to have a set of checkboxes in which only one of them is allowed to be marked true, because you want the user to make exactly one selection. And sometimes that's called radio button. In Java, the way you do that is by creating a checkbox group. So you have a set of checkboxes. If they're in one group, then they're only allowed to have one of them be checked. If the user tries to check off a second one, then the first one will go false, so that only one of them is ever checked at a time. So how you do that is you declare and create a checkbox group. Here in this example, I've used the variable cbg used the constructor checkbox group to create a new one with no arguments. Then, as I create a set of checkboxes, there are three of them in this example, the second argument will be cbg, the name of the checkbox group. So all these three checkboxes will be in the same group. And then finally, I can add those three checkboxes. Checkboxes which are in a checkbox group, you can also use the method getState that we talked about on the previous slide. But in addition, on the checkbox group itself, you can use a method called getCurrent, which tells you which is the one checkbox which is currently checked, if any. So that's a convenient way to do that.